Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, April 16th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were May corn up a penny and a half at 5.91 and a half, May wheat up 4 1/4 cents at 6.58, and May beans up 6 3/4 cents at 14.25. Higher prices overnight once again as the cold and dry weather continues. We had hard freezes in Colorado. We had some frost and freeze in Minnesota and Wisconsin. We've had some rains around. Nebraska got a couple inches of slushy snow. And there's been some scattered rains around. But the cold weather and still very dry weather predominates the news out here. It looks like Brazil and Argentina have gotten some rains. Argentina raised their corn crop by 1 million metric tons because the crop is doing better than they expected. But overall, we're just trying to buy acres, in my opinion. December corn and November beans are fighting each other to draw as many acres as they can. I personally think it's a matter of, if we continue to have blue skies throughout much of the Midwest, farmers are going to plant corn. And I think they're going to plant a lot of corn. Are they going to forget about the beans? No, I think the numbers that the government gave us were just too low, and we're going to see an increase in corn and bean acres when it's all said and done. But in the meantime, we've got the outside markets relatively quiet. The Dow Jones looks to be close to new historic highs out here. But I look at what's happening with the crush numbers weren't quite as strong yesterday as they were looking for. China's saying they're going to be feeding more wheat. That should be negative towards our soybean meal here. And I just don't see, is the weather that bad here in the U.S.? I don't really think so. It's, it's April 15th, April 16th. It can be cold. And that's what we're seeing out here, but it's not wet. So, plant and dust and bins will bust. Yes, we'd like to see it warmer. It looks like it's going to get warmer next week. But until these forecasts really change, the funds are going to try to push this thing. I think the record long corn, over 430,000 contracts. And I believe that they're going to try to push this thing higher if they can. Now, at 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock on any given day, if we see a change in these forecasts, these markets will take a tumble. So, certainly with 515 corn for new crop and November beans out here at 1274, these aren't prices you want to leave on the table. You got to do some marketing, either sell some grain or buy some calls or buy some puts to protect the downside. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.